I recently did a travel minute on bringing wine back from Europe to the U.S. You can bring a couple of bottles of wine home without paying duty here, and I've checked a case or two of European wines as luggage, and bored U.S. custom agents have waved me through without requiring a modest customs fee. So, is it cheaper for a traveler to buy a wine in, say, France than in the U.S.? Is shipping an option? From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. I look online for prices of specific wines in the U.S. to see if European prices are higher. They often are, because in the European Union, everyone must pay a value-added tax in the 15% range on purchases, no matter your nationality. But if you're buying a case or more of wine and don't want to have to lug those bottles back to the States, the cost of shipping it back, which most any decent wine store will do, is about equal to that value-added tax you won't have to pay. Note, when it comes to carrying wine into the U.S., the rules are different for different countries and for different kinds of alcohol. You can find rules at the Customs and Border Protection website. That's cbp.gov. And there's more travel info at armworldtravel.com.